You're listening to Classical Music here on West Virginia Public Radio. I'm Matt Jackford here with fellow host Jim Lang, and we're with the Montclair String Quartet. They're here to play live and give us a little discussion about these pieces that they're playing. Let's introduce the group. We have
Anton Shelipov
on violin one, and Christian Fatou on violin two, Andrea Di Gregorio on cello, and Bernard Di Gregorio on violin.
We're delighted to have you here. Live music, folks, on the air. This is great. Going out to all across the state and the five surrounding states. Not to put any pressure on you guys.
Well, let's hear that first piece, Chrysanthemum by Puccini.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was gorgeous.
Thank you.
That was
gorgeous.
Really,
beautiful
really.
Stuff. It's too bad. Puccini's mostly an opera composer.
Yes.
And he did write some other quartets, but they're not played very much. And he wrote this in a night, apparently, to honor a friend who had died.
Yeah, I heard that he wrote it in 1890, actually. And a single night. That's incredible. I don't think I've done that before. So, what else we have? We have this Robert Schumann. What can you tell us about this piece?
Well, Robert Schumann composed this in 1846. This is the first string quartet that he composed, Opus 40, number one. Well, I think there are three in the set of Opus 41. Wait, Opus 41, number one. Until this time, he was just well-known as a composer of piano music. And he just started branching out, and apparently he must have had some other attempts at writing things. I find it just hard to imagine that someone can decide, gee, I play piano all my life, I'll write a string quartet and then have a masterpiece like this. Some people, maybe these great guys can do that. I don't know. But this was his first venture. Here it is, my first string quartet, and it's a gem right in the middle of the classical period.
Well, maybe he burned his first 30 string
maybe,
quartets.
Maybe, yes. Yeah, he learned about the burning from Brahms, his good friend, right?
Yeah, he studied with Brahms or something.
He used his failed compositions as wallpaper. They found it as wallpaper in his house.
Really? Wow. I did not know that. That's very interesting. So tell us one more time about these events that are coming up.
Tomorrow evening, this September 11th, at 7:30 p.m., we are playing at St. Anne's Episcopal Church in New Martinsville. Matter of fact, we will be there in the morning and in the afternoon during our educational program for a couple of the elementary schools there. That's part of our job as residents with the West Virginia Symphony, as we do educational concerts throughout the state, into Ohio and into Kentucky, we've done some. And these programs are a lot of fun. Andrea's been writing plays, pretty much, that incorporate the educational aspects of what we need to do. And they're a whole lot of fun. So we have these stories that we all act, we have a script, and we incorporate these things, we play for the students, we get them involved playing with us, and we'll be doing that in two of the schools and having a little rest or rehearsal tomorrow afternoon before our concert.
Great. Well, that sounds great. So let's hear another piece from this upcoming concert. You want to hear the Schumann, the first movement, A minor, Opus 41. That was the first movement of Robert Schumann's String Quartet in A minor, Opus 41. A live performance by the Montclair String Quartet, who are in studio with us, and they have some upcoming events. They'll be in New Martinsville, West Virginia, September 11th, and they'll have a subscription concert at the University of Charleston Sunday, September 14th at 3 p.m., so you all should come out and hear them, not just on the radio, but live in person, because I think that'd be great. What do you think, Jim?
Absolutely. I've got a question. How long does it take to work up a movement like what we just heard? Because I believe that the average person doesn't play music really doesn't understand the amount of work that goes into this.
3 weeks.
3 weeks? Oh, man, I thought I was going to hear an eight-month saga. Tears and angst and existential fervor. But no, 3 weeks. We're professionals. That's what you have?
We came home from the summer.
Yeah.
And Christian just joined us. And
right.
Anton has his summer thing. And Andrew and I have our summer thing. We came home and just had to jump right in the deep end. We had to prepare this program of three pieces. We had to prepare our new educational show.
Right.
And we also go around the schools in Charleston beginning of the year to assist in the recruiting for this string program in
yes.
the schools. So it took us 3 weeks.
Because that's what you had, right?
Yeah. And we've already performed this last week, actually, on a concert series in Georgia, in Augusta, Georgia, on the Harry Jacobs Chamber Music Series. So
great.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we've spent a lot of time.
Yeah, the score is so marked up. If someone would buy this score, it wouldn't have the markings. I can't see anybody else's score. I can see Christian's score. All the bowings and the phrasing marks. So, and you guys are just so together. I know it took a little longer than 3 weeks. It had to. So I'm going to live with my illusion, you know? But no, it's fantastic.
So, really have you all been going through some transition recently? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Right. Well, 25 years ago, I can't believe I'm saying this, when I was five,
right.
we were an all-female string group here. And we came here as part of this really rare opportunity that the West Virginia Symphony has that I think was created by John McLarity and Shirley Furry, who was there at the time, in which they have a residency for an ensemble so that they have a consistency of the principal players. And so our job was, you know, giving recitals and playing. And it's been great. So there have been changes. People have moved on to symphony jobs, gone on to... Our first violinist, John Harrison, he just decided to go to MIT, get an engineering degree, and now he's teaching engineering, too. And, you know.
How about that?
So it was, all people have done all sorts of things. And Bernard and I found that this was a wonderful place to raise children. So our kids grew up in the same house on Churchill Drive here in Charleston and had a great, great upbringing, I think.
And so now, last year you all had... Amelia Chan, and mm-hmm. she's moved back to Hong Kong now, and Anton was our first violinist, and Christian Fatou, is that, I'm pronouncing that right?
Yes, Christian Fatou. I would like to take a moment and to thank, first of all, to the quartet, to the members of the quartet for giving me this opportunity to play with them. They're fantastic musicians, and since the middle of August when we started rehearsing, I learned so much, and we have such great experiences every time we play together. And then also I'd like to thank the West Virginia Symphony for giving me this opportunity as well. And I hope things will work in a positive way for the future to be able to continue working with
right,
the quartet
yeah.
and with the symphony.
It sounds like it already has started going
yeah.
pretty well. So, I mean, as we can hear... let's see here. We have one final selection, Frank Bridge piece, String Quartet number 1. Anybody want to offer some insight into this piece?
Sure. He composed this in 1906. And
well, first of all, he's a British composer,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And I think he's most well-known for being Britain's teacher,
mm-hmm.
which actually doesn't do justice to him, because we all believe he's a fabulous composer, and you'll hear this in this movement. And I think the nickname of this quartet is Bologna.
Yeah.
He composed it for this chamber music competition or quartet competition in Italy, in Bologna, in 1906. And we were just discussing with Bernard another compared with another piece we're going to be playing, an Anton Webern rondo for string quartet, which was written in the same year. It's such a different world, don't you think so?
Across the channel, it's very interesting. This period in music history, the different directions everyone was going. I mean, this is England. This is beautiful, lush music. And think of what was going on in Vienna at the time. And as you said, Anton Webern, still tonal. They didn't go off the map yet, but those are just stretched in one way or another.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Thank you.
Wow.
Really adventurous piece there.
I want to read you all something on Facebook. This is from a listener. Live and incredibly pleasing. The office just isn't the same without this show. Love it when it gets live. So,
hey,
is that not nice to hear?
Thanks. Yeah.
You guys are phenomenal.
Thanks for coming on live. That's great. Yeah.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. And speaking of Facebook, please go and like our page.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Looking forward to connect with y'all and have you coming at our concerts.
I've already liked the page, so how about that?
Nice.
Anyway, that was Frank Bridges' String Quartet number 1. What an adventurous piece.
Yeah.
Just lush, but also has a lot of darkness to it, too.
Yeah.
Edgy moments, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's see here. You all have two events coming up. First is in New Martinsville, West Virginia, September 11th, right? And then you also have a subscription concert at the University of Charleston, Sunday, September 14th at 3 p.m., and I'm sure you'd like to see the locals out there, right?
Just to reiterate, this is our first concert of our 25th anniversary season, so everybody is welcome, and we'll have some wine and snacks.
Cheese
and
after.
Wine.
Reception following. And during.
Right. Yeah. During.
We'll make it a very special celebration, and through the wonders of the internet, we also want to say hi to our parents in Russia and Romania.
Yeah. Yes.
Yet. Salut, yeah. Buna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, we're quite an international quartet. Anton is from Siberia.
Mm-hmm.
Christian comes from Romania.
Bucharest, Romania.
I'm from Boston with Italian heritage. And Andrea is.
And the strangest place of all, I'm from Casper, Wyoming.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Got a well-rounded group. There.
And all in Charleston.
We're the United Nations.
Yeah.
That's right.
All in Charleston, West Virginia. How about
right.
that?
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, so the Montclair String Quartet. Anything else, Jim?
Thank you guys so much for coming. This has truly been a special event for us. And come back anytime.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
So if you want to play some Schoenberg next time, a little George Crumb, whatever.
Well, we'll have Vapor next time.
Haydn.
We'll come back before our next recital and show off some Webern.
Oh, that would be
In the spring, we're going to have Schnittke.
Oh, okay. Yes. This season is full of adventures. We're going to do some Bernard Herrmann quartet in February.
Marx.
And Schnittke, Shostakovich, Joseph Marx in November, Anton von Webern. So,
not the same Marx from the revolution.
Different Marx.
Different Marx.
No political.
Different guy.
Right.
Well, it's been an honor. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming. That's the Montclair String Quartet. They'll have concerts coming up Sunday, September 14th at 3 p.m. at the University of Charleston.